a very famous section of Psukim coming towards the end of Parshas Nitzavim, we read about Ki Hamitzvah Hazos, this mitzvah which I am commanding you today, Lo Niflesihi Mimcha, it's not distant or wondrous from you, Lo Rechoka, Lo B'Shamayim, it's not in the heavens, as if to say, Miyale Lanu Hashamayimah V'Yikecheha Lanu, such that you'd have to say, who will go to the heavens and take it for us, etc. Lo Me'ever Liyam, it's not over the sea, in which you'd have to say someone has to go over the sea to get it, but rather, karvalecha hadavar meod b'ficha b'vavcha laso, so it's close and near to you in your heart and in your mouth. One of the key phrases in these famous psukim is lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in heaven. And of course, the ambiguity here is, what is the it? What's not in heaven? And of course, this relates to the ambiguity of the whole section, hamitzvah hazos, this mitzvah, which we're waxing poetic about. What is the it? What are we talking about? And what is the lo b'shamayim hi? So there are various interpretations in different sources in Chazal and certainly in later commentaries. But I want to share with you one of the interpretations, which is an incredible and famous and incredibly powerful and impactful one. And that is from the Gemara in Maseches Bab Metzia and Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to get to something incredibly powerful, as I mentioned. Starts off, though, in a rather technical discussion, and that is a machlokas about the status of a certain kind of oven known as the Tanur Shel Achnai, which, unlike previous ovens made in the time of Chazal, this oven, which was based on certain stones that were then wrapped around in a circle, kind of like a coil of a snake, and they were individual sections of hard-cooked stone, baked stone, which were cemented to each other with some kind of a sand. And the way they were made leads to a machlokes, whether if they come in contact with something that's tamei, is this type of oven susceptible to tumah? A regular oven in the time of Chazal was, but this different kind of oven, for reasons which we won't get into now, might not be. And this is the debate. The chachamim, the majority of you say, this oven, for whatever is idiosyncratic and unique about it, it can still become tamei. But nevertheless, there was a dissenting opinion. Rebbe Eliezer, very passionately, as we shall see, he disagreed, and he felt that this type of oven, for various reasons, cannot become tamei no matter what. So the Gemara goes on to say that, in fact, Rebbe Eliezer would not give in. Despite the fact that he was outvoted, and we usually go with the majority, Achai Rab and Lahatos, he would not give in. And in fact, on that day, Heshiv Rebbe Eliezer, Kol Tshuva Shabolim, he advanced any argument you could imagine to defend his lenient view, but he couldn't move the crowd. The majority view still was against him. But he still didn't accept their majority stronger position. And therefore he called out, if the halacha is like me, let this charuv, let this carob tree prove it. And sure enough, immediately, ne'akar charuv, all of a sudden the carob tree was uprooted from its place. 100 amos. Clearly a divine, miraculous indication that he's correct. Look, he called for the proof from heaven and he got it. Nevertheless, the Chachamim respond, we don't have miraculous proofs. We're not going to decide a halacha based on a carob tree. He didn't give up. He said, okay, if I'm right, let this water canal, this Amas Hamayim, prove it. And sure enough, right when he said that, Chazru Amas Hamayim Lacharem, all of a sudden the water started flowing backwards. An unbelievable miracle, clearly confirming that his position is correct. And once again, the sages did not bow. They did not accept the miraculous proof. Then he said, okay, a third time, if I'm right, Kosle Beis HaMedrash Hochichu, let the walls of the Beis HaMikdash indicate for me. And at that moment, all of the walls in the Beis HaMikdash started leaning in. And that was obviously scary. All the rabbis are in the Beis HaMedrash, and all of a sudden the walls start caving in on them. And nevertheless, they are still not moved. The halacha is not like that. And last but not least, finally, Rebbe Eliezer says, okay, if none of these proofs worked, im halacha kamosi min hashamayim yuchichu, let the heaven themselves say that I'm right. And sure enough, right away, says the Gemara, a heavenly voice, a baskal, came out and clearly proclaimed, malachem etzel Rebbe Eliezer, what are you arguing with Rebbe Eliezer for? The halacha is like him in all places. So says Rebbe Eliezer, he got up on his feet, he got up on the chair, and he said, don't you see this? Don't you see that I'm correct? To which, excuse me, it's Rabbi Yehoshua, I'm sorry, representing the sages, got up and said, I don't care if the carob tree, the water, the walls, and now even the divine voice itself, none of it matters, because, quoting our pasuk, lo b'shamayim hi, it is not in heaven. And clearly from the Gemara's perspective, what is the it? Halachic authority. Chazal understands, this is also in the Gemara in Ervin, that this whole section is referring to the entire Torah, that the Karav Halacha Hadavar, the Mitzvah Hazos, is Torah. And this particular section means when it comes to authority to interpret Torah, to Paskin Halacha of the Torah, we have rules, and they're human rules. Certain ways to prove things, and we go by the majority of the rabbis. We don't take miraculous or divine intervention. Lo b'shemayim hi. Authority is no longer vested in heaven, but in the rabbinic establishment. And the Gemara says, Kfar nitna Torah miSinai. Once Hashem gave over the Torah to human beings, it's now based on human interpretation, assuming people are faithfully following the rules that the Torah itself gave us. And therefore, we don't follow bas kol's heavenly voices. It doesn't matter. The Torah says, Acheram lahatos, go after the majority. And the majority here voted against Rabbi Eliezer and voted that this oven could become Tameh. There's an incredible, this itself is an incredible Gemara, and in different contexts we could elaborate on it, but really a dramatic agada describing and elaborating on our pasuk, Lo b'shamayim hi, the rabbinic authority has been given from human beings, to human beings from Hashem. The Gemara adds an incredibly fascinating postscript to this already incredible Gemara, and that is that Rabbi Nassan once saw Eliyahu HaNavi, and he said to him, tell me something, when this debate was happening with Rabbi Eliezer and the sages, and all these miracles were happening, and the sages always were rejecting it, what was Hashem doing at that time? So the Gemara says, he was laughing. Kachiyech v'omer. God was smiling, he was laughing, and he said, Nitzchuni banai, Nitzchuni banai. My children have defeated me. In other words, I myself, God himself, is passing Rabbi Eliezer, and the rabbis are using God's own words, the Torah's own rules, of Lo b'shamayim hi and Acharav lahatos, to so to speak, outvote and defeat Hashem, and Hashem took a certain pleasure in that, the way a parent might get nachas from a child who's using the things that the parent himself taught, and even outsmarting the parent. So too Hashem says, the authority is no longer in me, Nitzchuni banai, lo b'shamayim hi.